And here we are back at part two.
Sorry, guys, this is going to be a
sorry about that.
A long one.
The worst part was yesterday, we were trying to sort out all the bloody documentation for Sam, and we broke the bloody Sarah.
Yeah, again. That didn't help.
No, that put me in a very bad mood.
It was a mad
mood.
Rush, and I was thinking, I've got to get this form filled in today, because I said to the estate agent, I said, look, I said, the thing is, I said, you know, because I can't see, I said, I'll have to wait for someone to come and help me fill in the form. I said, and then I'll have to wait for someone to either get me into Cleethorpes or get a taxi there and back, which is going to be the best part of 40 quid.
Easily for Cleethorpes.
Mm. I said, if I come into the office, would you fill it in for me? She said, yeah. And I, because I thought, oh no, I'm going to have to get guarantors and everything. And I said to the lady, Sue, the lettings manager, I said, look, she filled in all the form for me and did reference, you know, my landlord, current landlord as one reference, and bless her, Chris's mum's going to be my character because it can't be someone I'm related to. I said, look, what if I need a guarantor? And she said, hang on, love, you're not going to. I was like, eh? She said, this landlord's really not bothered. She said, I really don't think you're going to need a guarantor. She said, I honestly don't think it's going to be a problem. She said, this landlord really isn't fussed about that.
He just wants it gone,
because they're not the acting agents really for the property. They're just looking for they were just looking for a tenant. That's why the deposit was so cheap. And I think the landlord just wants it let. Because I said about the birds, and they were like, "Yeah, yeah." I said, "I've got a guide dog. Yeah, that's fine." And I was like, "Oh, okay, fair enough." So I will hopefully be moving, folks, but only two doors away, because we'll get the best of both worlds. Then we'll get, you know, we'll be close enough that we can come round for meals and coffee and, you know, do the same sort of things as we do now, play the accordion and whatever. But then, like my mum said today, we can go home and shut our own front door. Because I think we both just need a damn good friend, but we don't want the sort of married life, as it were. So that's our news. But honestly, it really is okay. To be perfectly honest, guys, this past couple of days, since we've discussed it and said, look, let's do it this way, we've been much happier. We've been so much more relaxed. It's been unbelievable.
Because we know now where we're going.
Because we used to sort of act stupid, and we'd stop doing that. But now we're doing it again. You know, and just, I don't know. Because I said to Chris, I said, the problem is, I said, if we, yeah, we could sort of say, oh no, let's give it a bit longer. I said, but the problem is, what I don't want to happen is for it to go and go and go. I said, I'll start resenting you. You'll start resenting me. I said, we're going to have an almighty row. One of us is going to tell the other to F off. I said, and we're never going to see each other again. I said, and I really don't want that. I said, and also, do you know what? I don't want to move from this area. I like it. I've really fitted in up here.
The people around here, for
the
those who don't know.
The people around here are great. It reminds me very much of Wales. Reminds me of where I'm from. But I wouldn't want to go back there because I don't like living in my family's pocket, if that makes sense. I think some people will understand where I'm coming. As much as I love them to bits, and I really do, and I love going to see them, but, you know, with all my birdies and stuff, you know, I sort of, they'd be like, oh, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Whereas, you know, what they don't know, as it were.
They don't care about.
No. So I like a bit of distance, personally. I like that bit of distance. So I told my mum, we told Chris's parents, obviously, and we told my mum, and, you know, they were all like, well, you know, as long as you're both happy, then that's all that matters. My mum was like, well, as long as you're okay. I said, honestly, I'm fine. I said, don't worry about it. I said, it's not, we haven't had a major falling out. You know, it's not like we were married and had kids. The birdies are coming with me, which we discussed, like adults. It wasn't like, well, I'm having this. Well, no, you're not. Well, I am. No, you're not. Because Chris said, well, you know, I'm two doors away, so he can always come and have a cockatiel cuddle and a smoky cuddle. Well, smoky's not very cuddly.
He won't cuddle, really, that
he
one.
Won't cuddle. But anyway, and you're thinking about getting a grey at some point, aren't you?
Yeah, it's not going to replace Banjo.
No,
nothing could replace her.
You're
but
thinking of getting another grey friend, as
I need a grey to cuddle, because they're nice.
So, yeah, we're going to. And, of course, then, if one of us goes away and the other doesn't, we'll both have a bird sitter on hand.
Because we don't want the situation we had last time.
No,
where
we don't.
We had,
I mean, yeah,
to board
it'd be great
smokers.
To go away together sometimes. That'd be lovely. We'd go to Hereford and go to Wales. And, you know, we're still going to, nothing's going to change. To the outside world, nothing's going to change. You know, we're still Chris and Sam. We're not acting any differently towards one another. You know, we'll probably still sit on the sofa now and again and have a cuddle. You know, that's just how we are. You know, it just the sort of as a couple, it just didn't quite work. It wasn't quite right, and that's not healthy for both of you. So we just thought we'd tell people so that you know. You know, so that you know the situation, so that you know what's going on.
I'd rather you guys know.
Not that we want to, you know, not that we usually sort of discuss our private lives majorly on here. We haven't said anything before now because we wanted to find out ourselves where it was going and what we were doing. But now we've worked it out, we think it's time that people knew what was happening. So I think that just about wraps it up, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's not going to change anything as far as doing things like, you know, Christ, I might even ring Sam up on the phone and say, right, fancy going to the gallery for a meal?
Absolutely.
You know, because the gallery's not far from here, it's a walk. We can just take the old
trekker. Or, you know, one of us will ring the other. I'm going down the shop, do you want anything? Or I can see me knocking Chris's door and saying, oh, I've come bearing a Coupland's lunch. You know, the only difference is going to be that I'm going to live two doors away. That literally is going to be the only difference. You know, because for a while I'm going to have to borrow Chris's washing machine and things like that. Bless him, Chris's dad's got a little fridge I can borrow. You're getting a new suite, aren't you?
I am.
So I'm going to have your sofas.
I'll talk about that when I get it.
But, that's where we are, guys. So we thought it was only fair that our friend knew about it. Like I said, don't worry. It's nothing bad. In fact, we sort of see it as a positive thing.
Because things would have got worse over time.
They would have done. It could have got ugly. And we really didn't. Neither of us wanted that. So... I think that's just
we
about
just
it.
We just feel happier knowing that we've done the right thing to each other.
We talked about it like adults, you know, because I would never do again what I did in November. That was horrible. And I'd never want to do that to anybody again, no matter how unhappy I was. I would never just up and leave.
It was a tricky one, that,
so,
because
you know,
there's no easy way to deal with
it. We talked about it like adults and discovered that we'd both been thinking the same for a while, but didn't want to say anything to the other.
It's amazing, though, how...
So Banjo going did a good thing, in a way, because she got us to start talking about things and...
Yeah, it's funny, though, how...
realised where we were going, because I don't know how long it would have gone on.
I don't either. But it's funny how our silly, soft old parrot getting away can make all that happen.
Yeah. But, sorry, folks, I've wittered on for the best part of 20 minutes. I apologise. But now you all know where we're going and what's doing... But there'll be plenty of stuff still happening, and friends can still come and stay, and you know that's really not going to change, guys. It really isn't.
Might take a short while to get spare beds back in place.
I'm going to have to pinch a bed for the time being, so neither of us are going to have a spare bed.
Oops. We'll soon sort that out.
But yeah, we will. So that's it. I think we'll let you go, and we'll publish this. Like I say, some of you may have this twice, so just listen to one of them.
Yeah. We've decided to do it this way because trying to sync them up with your two phones and sync it all up is a bit of a pain.
So Chris said, well, let's do it on the stereo, on the recorder, and we can upload them from the PC, which is what we're going
Sounds
to
a bit more personable that way as well, because you've got one either side. Like,
yeah, I suppose. You've got Storm as well, whistling. Yes, Cocker.
He's a cute little thing.
He really is.
So, yeah, so if you guys saw my boo last night about the Sarah rant, that is what happened. It broke, and I wasn't happy.
You really weren't. Neither was I. Just at the wrong time.
Yeah, right
Not
when I didn't want
right
it
Not that there's a right time, but...
Yeah, it just...
We really didn't need it to break then.
No. Especially with trying to sort all these damn letters out, and I scanned it, like,
I had to find benefits letters, and, oh, you know what it's like.
And the stupid thing broke, so...
No.
But anyway, we're getting close to time,
so we will speak to thee soon, guys.
We certainly will. Are you going to say goodbye, Storm?
He is.
Yeah, he is.